The Gamer's Haven. Snippets. Mini reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
This is Ethan with the Gamer's Haven podcast with yet another snippet review. We sort of fell off the wagon on that for a while, but we're trying to get back going with that. So this time I'm going to talk about a game called Word on the Street. It's from Out of the Box Games, and actually it's a very good party game. It's about $25. What the game actually is the board is sort of like a road that's split down the middle with a sort of a green line with a bunch of letters on it, and it's not all the letters, so there's no vowels, and some of the more common letters aren't there. But then you put tiles down in the middle column to represent the letters, and the game comes with those tiles. And then you split whoever's playing into two teams, and you each turn you flip over a category card, and the card gives you a word that you need to brainstorm about or an idea, and you have to as a team decide within the time limit, because there is a sand timer that's going on all the time, the word to use, and as you spell the word, you move the word tile, the letter tiles, your direction on the road map. Now, if one of your tiles moves off the board, you get to keep it, and the first person to, I believe, seven tiles or some such wins the game. As sort of a push and pull type of thing, because the next turn the other side gets to go and they draw a card and they spell a word, and if it includes some of the letters that you haven't yet gotten or are on your side of the road and haven't jumped off the board onto your score pile, then they can pull those one space or two spaces depending on how many times the letter shows up. It's a fun game. This is from the people who did Apples to Apples and Cineplexity, and they really know what they're doing here, and Word on the Street is a fine addition to any sort of a party game. I really recommend it for any kind of family setting. Like if you have people that aren't too happy with or aren't too wanting to jump into a sort of a complicated game, they say we don't like the whole talisman type of game setup, but we do like party games. This is a fine addition for $25. It's well worth it, I think. You can push and pull these letters and have a really fun time. Jeremy, Robin, myself, and Jeremy's brother Andrew sat down and played it, and I think we played through about three or four games of it. We were having such a good time. My only thing with the sand timer is sometimes we actually found ourselves finishing our turn before the sand timer came out, and so we were, tapping the thing to make sure that it ran its course. I don't know really what you could do about that personally, but get yourself an egg timer or some sort of a digital timer, something like that, or have a timekeeper keep track of the time on whatnot, and be fairly stringent on it as well. If they run out of time, they can't move any more tiles and they can't do anything. So it's a fun game. Think that Out of the Box Games has a good handle on a lot of good party stuff, and Word on the Street is just been nominated for an Origins Award, so it's a good game. $25. Pick it up for any local game store or hit our website. We'll try to put it in our Amazon store. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.